on the wimples puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time now to check in with Gordon Goldsborough, who joins us for Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
What are we talking about this week?
We're considering a huge piece of machinery that was once ubiquitous around the world. Now they're almost all gone, having been replaced by, well, I guess it's not a surprise, newer technology. Today, to my knowledge, there are just 7 of them here in Manitoba, and only one is functional. Sort of. We're talking about steam-powered railway locomotives.
Okay, so when was the first steam locomotive invented?
According to Wikipedia, the first one was built in 1802 in the United Kingdom. It was essentially a steam engine on wheels that burned such fuels as coal, oil, wood, or, according to a book by Mark Twain that some people believe was a joke, Egyptian mummies. Supposedly, they burned them as fuel for moving the locomotive ahead. The heat from the burning fuel, whatever it was, heats water, which in turn produces steam, and that steam produces motion. Now, the age of steam continued into the 20th century, and water towers all over Manitoba were needed to keep the locomotives running. They had to be regularly supplied with water to make that steam. But that demand began to wane in the 1950s with the transition to diesel-electric locomotives. The major railway companies in Canada, CN and CP, they had converted to diesel by 1957. And as far as I've been able to determine, the last regularly scheduled steam locomotive ran here in 1960.
Now, you said that there are 7 steam locomotives in Manitoba. What's the oldest one?
Well, the record for the oldest steam locomotive here dates to 1872, just 2 years after Manitoba became a province. It was built in the United States, purchased in 1877 by Canadian railway builder Joseph Whitehead. He loaded it on a barge in Minnesota and moved it downriver to St. Boniface. And there it gained the name the Countess of Dufferin for the visiting wife of Canada's Governor General at the time. The locomotive was used to move construction materials for Manitoba's first standard gauge railway line that ran from Emerson to St. Boniface. In 1882, once the real railways began to be built in earnest, the locomotive was sold to the Canadian Pacific Railway, then in 1897 to a lumber company in British Columbia. That company donated it back to the city of Winnipeg in 1910, and it sat near the CPR station on Higgins Avenue for many years. Today, the Countess sits in the Winnipeg Railway Museum, which is, unfortunately, now closed to the public.
Okay, so that was the oldest one. What's the next oldest?
Well, that distinction belongs to locomotive number 30, and it sits near the former site of the paper mill at Pine Falls. Built at Montreal in 1922, of course, much newer than the Countess of Dufferin, it was used at a paper mill at Iroquois Falls, Ontario, as of 1924. It was moved to Pine Falls in 1954, and it worked there until 1963. It's said to be the last steam engine operating daily in Western Canada.
Were locomotives ever built here in Manitoba?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Number 2747 was the first steam locomotive built in Western Canada, right here at the Transcona shops of the CNR. It was put into service in 1926. Well, of course, that's almost a century ago. And it operated until being donated by the railway in 1960 to the Transcona Kiwanis Club. When that club folded, the engine was donated to the Midwestern Rail Association, which in 2015 sold it for the princely sum of $1 to the Transcona Museum. The locomotive sits along Plessy Road today in northeast Winnipeg, and between 2022 and 2023, it was cleaned, repainted, and most importantly, I think, covered by an enclosure that will hopefully keep it looking beautiful for another century.
Now, there's a locomotive in Assiniboine Park, too, isn't there?
Right, indeed. In fact, I drove by it on my way to the studio this morning. Number 6043 was built at Kingston, Ontario, in 1929. Its last run, allegedly the last scheduled use of a steam locomotive in Canada, occurred on the 25th of April, 1960. But it did make one more trip. It was a special excursion between Winnipeg and Brandon in 1961, and it was moved to Assiniboine Park in 1962. And it still, of course, sits there today.
Okay, so we're on to the fifth locomotive now on display. Where's that?
Number 56, that sits near a former quarry at Steep Rock, near the north end of Lake Manitoba. Now, I was not able to find out much about its history, but judging solely from its rather primitive appearance, it looks like a really old locomotive. But, well, the only thing I was able to determine is that according to the local history book for Steep Rock, supposedly a steam locomotive was acquired in 1915. So it might be that one. And if so, then it's earlier than 1915. So it's a pretty old one, too.
What about the sixth one?
Well, when I talked recently with a railway enthusiast here in Winnipeg, he thought there were only five locomotives left in Manitoba. He had overlooked a sixth one that is on display at the Manitoba Agricultural Museum near Austin. Now, it is quite different than the other ones I've described, much smaller. It's a narrow-gauge locomotive that was used between 1912 and 1917 in building Port Nelson. That's an abortive seaport at the mouth of the Nelson River on Hudson Bay. We've described here before on Abandoned Manitoba. Well, back in the 1990s, someone went into Port Nelson in the winter. They loaded the locomotive on a sled and they hauled it back to Gillam and then trucked it to the museum. Nobody's quite certain why the little locomotive was abandoned at Port Nelson, but some of the mechanically inclined guys at the museum who have inspected it note that its frame is bent, and they speculate that the locomotive was damaged in a derailment and it simply could not be repaired, so they abandoned it at Port Nelson.
Now, you mentioned that one of the seven locomotives is still functional.
And that would be number three, that is owned today by the Vintage Locomotive Society and operated as part of the Prairie Dog Central Railway. Now, it turns out it's the second oldest of the surviving locomotives in Manitoba, not quite as old as the Countess of Dufferin. It was built at Glasgow, Scotland. In fact, it's the only one built off the continent in 1882. Now, it was used by the Canadian Pacific in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Then it was sold to the city of Winnipeg in 1918 to move equipment and supplies between the hydroelectric generating stations along the Winnipeg River. Taken out of service in 1961, it was moved to Winnipeg in 1967 and refurbished by a group of railway enthusiasts. Now, one of the drawbacks of steam power is that one must be very careful to ensure that the boiler is structurally sound. You know, it has to withstand the pressure of steam inside it, because I mean, nobody would want it to burst open and release a whole bunch of steam, especially if there was anybody standing nearby. Well, 15 years ago, in 2009, number three returned to service with a new boiler that had been manufactured for it at Saskatoon. It's now the oldest operating steam locomotive in all of Canada, 142 years old. However, it does today, as of last September, in fact, stand idle because Canadian rules require that the tubes running through the boiler have to be replaced every 15 years. Well, of course, do the math. 2009 means that it is now 15 years later, and that's why I said earlier that there is one functional locomotive, sort of, or there will be one eventually. I spoke with officials of the Vintage Locomotive Society, and they hope the retubing work can be done this year. But what this means is that the Prairie Dog coaches, you know, those nice old railway cars that you can go along in, they will be pulled by a diesel locomotive this year. You know, it's unfortunate because everybody loves the old steam engine, but, you know, you have to be safe. And so that's what they're doing. And the officials there are hopeful that number three will be back in service in 2025.
Now, we hear a lot these days about electric cars replacing gas-powered ones in the near future. Do you think there's a replacement for diesel locomotives on the horizon?
I think it's almost inevitable. We are moving away from petroleum products for pretty much all of these sort of things. And you know, today, most railway locomotives use diesel-electric technology. And the idea there is that the diesel engine runs a generator that produces electricity, which in turn powers electric motors that turn the wheels. In other words, there's no mechanical link link between the diesel engine and the locomotive's wheels. And, you know, because it's already partly electric, you'd think, well, can't you just make the whole thing electric? Well, that would seem obvious, but there are some technological hurdles to be overcome. And it's not, I think it's just a matter of time, though. You know, it is possible because we know, for example, here in Winnipeg, we used to have trolley buses that ran fully electric. And so it is possible to have a moving vehicle with electric power. So I think it's simply a matter of time before the roar of diesel-powered locomotives passing by us will be a distant memory, just like the chuff, chuff, chuffing of a steam locomotive.
I appreciated the sound effects, Gordon. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
What's up for next week?
Well, earlier today, I mentioned humorist and author Mark Twain. He is one of many famous Americans who visited Manitoba in the late 19th or early 20th centuries, and we'll discuss a few of these visits next week.
Looking forward to that. Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons